You want to know something funny?
What's something funny?
My girlfriend doesn't like podcasts.
Where is this going?
No, it's really good. So basically, I told her about this, and she was just like, I don't like podcasts. And I was like, why? And she was just like, I think some people should have opinions but don't need to be heard. And I was like, so you don't want to hear mine? She's like, no. I was like,
I love her.
And I was just like, okay, so you won't support me. That's cool. And she didn't say anything.
I mean, and then our other friend who I mentioned said that they would listen to our podcast if it was 30 minutes long, but apparently our 45 to an hour is too long. So.
Yeah, so if you're listening, go fuck yourself.
We have so much support in our lives.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Thanks to all of our true fans.
Yeah, so let's talk about the 2000s. Oh my god. You know what's weird is I love that fucking song.
I know,
it's you're just like, you know what, I can listen to this.
Someday I'll listen to the thing all the way through.
It feels like a transition. It feels like a transition in like a 90s show with someone rollerblading across and then like transition to like a house.
Oh my god. Well, if we ever turn this into like a web series, we're doing that. I'm finding roller skates and you specifically will be skating across.
I can't skate.
You can hold a title card. And no, exactly. That's why it'd be funny.
Sure.
Lovely.
So, I found all these conspiracy theories, and I've tried so hard to keep it within, like, a 2000s range, because there's plenty there.
So many.
But it's, there's a lot of clone ones, like Avril Lavigne and Paul McCartney.
And also
Beyonce, that I will definitely get into, which is a little wilder than what I originally thought, because that's one I'd never heard. So, basically, throughout this, most of these are true, but most of these are made up. Do you get it?
No.
Half of these are true, and most of these are made up. So some of these are true, and some we're just going to pull out of our ass.
Oh, yes, yes.
But you just won't be able to tell which ones.
Yeah, so it's up to you. Believe what you want.
Yeah, and if you guess right, you win a prize.
What prize do they win, Jason?
They win a trip first class on Spirit Airlines to go to Anchorage, Alaska.
That sounds like it's out of our $3 budget.
I can't wait to get sued. They are not sponsors, but that is a shitty airline.
I will give you a neon green Sharpie, because that was the first thing I looked at.
You can have mint tea leaves from Catherine's mint tree.
Tree?
Tree.
It's a plant.
It should be a tree, though.
Sure, bud.
It should be a mint tree.
So, sure, I'll give you some mint leaves from my mint plant.
So, let's get into David Bowie predicted Kanye West. Wild.
Okay, first you explain how he predicted.
So, on his album, On the Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, which is a fucking mouthful, he's under a sign that says, that reads K West. It's clue number one. And the opening song is called 5 Years, where he predicts the world will end unless a starman comes to Earth and saves us. 5 years later, Kanye is born.
So my question is, was he implying that Kanye West is here to save us?
Yeah. Kanye West is here to save us all.
I don't want David Bowie to be wrong.
Well, he's dead, so you really can't tell him otherwise. Kanye West is here to save us.
Who knows? Maybe he'll have some crazy character arc and completely change what he's doing.
Yeah, Kanye West is really just an anime character that is trying to find himself, and right now he's on the dark path.
Oh no!
And then later on, he'll come back and save us.
Fingers crossed. Graduation was.
He's like a Sasuke.
Oh my god!
Yeah, because he was like all emo and shit, and then his mom died, and he just went down. He went down hell, and now he's like real deep into hell. And now he's coming back.
What I keep hearing about, like, some of his music is, like, the general consensus I've gotten from his last album was that, like, it's really well produced, but if you don't like his tweets, you're not going to enjoy the lyrics.
No.
Because apparently they're about as nonsensical.
They are. There's no cohesion whatsoever.
Right. But I hear it's a really well produced album.
But he's still going to save us.
Fingers crossed.
Like, usually people just say Kanye is all about the Illuminati, which I had tried so hard to avoid for this fucking podcast because it's everywhere.
Okay, new conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Kanye West is the Illuminati. It's just him.
It's just him?
It's just him. It would explain so much. Think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because everyone associated kind of with the Illuminati has been associated with Kanye West.
Exactly.
So, if anything, it's people who went over to his house and just didn't have a good time. So, it's just him. Mm-hmm. It's just he is the Illuminati. It's just him in a robe alone in his room.
Yeah, what's his house called again? The really, it's so weird looking. He posted a picture.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Google it. Like, I saw a picture on the interwebs one day, and it was of his house, and it didn't look like a house, if that makes sense.
That one?
Yeah. People don't fucking live there.
Nobody lives there! Holy like shit. Yeah, so basically, right? So basically, Kanye is the Illuminati, and this picture fucking Catherine just told me about, where it's just an empty hallway. It looks like a museum under renovation.
Like, the architecture is interesting, but there's nothing there.
It's weirdly gorgeous, but there's fucking nothing there.
Yeah. What like, the fuck? It's a place you go and visit and appreciate the aesthetics, but not a place where you, like, live.
Yeah, Kanye's the sole Illuminati member, host, everything.
Like, he has a kid. I want to see, like, crayon drawings on that white wall.
Fuck. Sounds like $11 million. Yeah, I mean, there, like, Kanye, like, there's no crayon marks or nothing, like, yeah.
I didn't see a single scuff
mark. Nothing. There's no lines on, like, the edge of the corner marking how tall they are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they don't have that shit. Kanye has no fun in that.
Not house. Even a Lego on the floor.
Nothing. It is white walls. It is what you see before you go into purgatory. Like, this is the hallway.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, this is the hallway.
That's the hallway you walk down when you meet death.
Fuck yeah. And death is Kanye West.
He's also the Illuminati.
He's also
so many things.
He's also here to save us.
He's also the star man
coming to save us. He is a star man coming to fucking save us. So, I guess this only confirms, like, in Yeezus, when he's screaming, I am a god, maybe he's actually fucking right. And also watching the Power music video, when it's just like this Roman, this Greek thing, and he's, like, in the middle, god.
That video is so cool, though.
That's a fucking cool video.
That video. Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, like, you know, no one man should have all that power.
I think what we're getting to this... Wow, I hate that. I think what we're getting to here is that we all need to take Kanye West much more seriously.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. He's a fucking god, and he's here to save us. Straight up. David Bowie proclaimed this. Like, he stated this. Jesus Christ himself said this. It's in Proverbs. It's somewhere. So Kanye West is here to fucking save us.
Oh boy. Well, what's the next one?
Yeah,
have notes.
I do. So the next one is one of my favorites because it's a classic. It's Avril Lavigne is actually fucking dead.
This is one of the ones that like I already knew about prior to us going into
this.
It's
so fucking good.
Yeah.
So basically, she has been dead since 2003. And she had a body double that she would use so that she wouldn't have to go do shit, go do press, like, oh, I don't want to do this. I'm going to use Melissa to go and do it. So what we see now is Melissa, not Avril Lavigne. And I can kind of agree with this shit because Avril's first album was a classic of every teenage girl and me's life.
Have you seen those?
And then afterwards, all of her music sucked.
Yeah. Have you seen, like, those graphics where they literally, like, map out the structure of her face?
Dude, yeah.
To prove it's not her.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And, like, there's a one I saw that I'm trying to find now and I can't find it, but it's, like, a picture of her every year for, like, a solid, like, 8 years. Mm-hmm. And in it, one, like, she looks the same age. Like, she's not aging at all.
Yeah.
And two, like, there are a couple of them where she looks like a totally different person. And they're like, oh, you can see where the clone wasn't made as well this year.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I found one for Beyonce.
Yeah, see what I mean? Like, everyone's a fucking... So here's the funny thing
I'm sorry, but their argument is different hair.
Different hair. I'm like, you mean she parted it differently? Like, yeah. It's super funny because, so to me, clone theories are wishy-washy or look-alike body double theories are wishy-washy at best. Because I think it's people who refuse to believe that their favorite people, favorite famous people, can age.
I'm saving this picture for the Instagram.
It's so fucking good.
No, it's so funny. I mean, because this one is, like, making fun of it.
Oh, yeah, dude. Smiling? Not smiling as much.
Ears? Can't see the ears this time.
Yeah, definitely a fucking clone.
So good.
Yeah, so Avril has been dead since 03, which I can believe. Because yeah,
absolutely.
I think the real Avril wouldn't have married the lead singer of Nickelback.
She wouldn't do that to
us. She wouldn't do that to us. She wouldn't do that to herself.
She knows we deserve better.
A proper human being has that much more self-respect.
Yeah, she would. She's supposed to marry a skater boy.
Yeah, why would she marry Canadian grunge king Chad Kroeger?
So depressing.
That dude is so fucking gross. He looks fucking gross.
I don't know what he looks like.
He just looks like he is a manager of an LL Bean. He just looks so fucking gross.
So specific, but so telling.
Right? It's so fucking gross. There's also a thing that Melissa has left us clues in some songs. And in one song, she is saying, "The day you slipped away was the day I found out it won't be the same."
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Melissa's like, "Oh, fuck. I now have to be Avril. I have to do Avril shit now." And so people were making the point that, oh, that's not her, because the real Avril liked to wear cargo pants and crop tops, and Melissa likes to wear dresses and skirts.
Yeah.
Wardrobe.
I mean, sure. Every time I think of Avril Lavigne, I think of, like the really dark eyeliner and the cargo shorts and crop tops.
Hair over the face.
And, like, the layered tops, layered too, you know, because that was tops. Such a thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, like...
I know we're, like, a music podcast, but can we do an episode sometime on, like...
Fashion.
Because, at least, like, maybe we can do, like, the fashion of specific bands and, their own... So we're at least tying it to music, because...
Oh, yeah. There's... All the boy band fashion is iconic girl band fashion.
What was the image... Oh, I forget who it was... With, like, all denim outfit to a red carpet.
Justin and Brittany.
Yes!
Justin and Brittany with, like, the... Like
a
the
classic.
Like, all denim, the cowboy hat, the whole nine yards. That is my favorite. I told my girlfriend, we're getting married like that.
Oh, my God.
In pure denim.
Well, you know how, like, the idea is, especially in, like, fashion trends, like, that things tend to circle back to past decades, so, like...
When are we coming back to denim?
Right, I was like, when is 2000s coming back? Because I feel like I'm a little ahead of the trend, because I feel like I'm already reverting back to 2000s
slowly,
fashion.
Yeah.
Your
Black Veil Bride shirt is hanging in your fucking closet.
Just waiting.
Just waiting for that one day.
Oh my God, murder me.
Emo Fest 2018.
Oh my God, can't wait. Yeah, no, I have a good... Like 2 feet in my closet that's just denim, like denim jackets.
The fuck?
And I posted on like my Instagram story.
Yeah,
I posted on my Instagram story and I'm like, one of those polls, and I'm like, should I get more denim? Yes
Catherine
or no?
Texas Ranger.
And there were like 20% of people said no. And I'm like, I'm going to individually find each of you and fight you.
Yeah, dude, like so much denim. Mm-hmm. Granted, I'm wearing a jean jacket right now, mm-hmm. but.
I'm black denim, so it still sort of counts.
Yeah, I mean, I am a denim bitch.
You are a denim bitch.
I'm down for the denim. So...
I mean, I'm also wearing denim, and I'm definitely going to wear a jean jacket
today.
Yeah,
everyone wears denim, but how far into the denim craze will you go full Justin and Brittany and just, like, go 1,000% all denim, like the cowboy hat?
Yes.
All of it.
I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
Ooh, great party idea.
Great,
all done.
Great Halloween party idea.
No, I was literally like, I'm like, I know my new Halloween costume this year. I'm going
full
Justin
Brittany.
And Brittany. Because I've been having troubles thinking of something, so I want to spend a lot of money. I'm like, perfect. I have so much denim.
I can't wait to go to Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck was that? I don't know. I just heard like glass bottle break outside. So basically, after she died, her music sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And then we completely detracted. It's so funny. And this entire story, this entire thread theory would make a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like a rising rock pop star has a body double that she uses and then she fucking dies and the body double must assume the identity.
Mm-hmm.
That would make a great fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would watch that shit.
I would absolutely watch
Fuck
that.
Yeah. I mean.
Especially, I feel like I would want it to be made in like one of those like conspiracy theory like styles where
InfoWars, like,
oh my god,
like,
yes,
like those recreation shows.
I want one of those like stupid conspiracy theory documentaries about it. That's what I want. I want
Alex Jones to make this.
Oh my gosh.
Just him screaming, so Everlevine, blah blah blah, great frogs, blah blah. He would just fucking do that all day.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
No, but I think this is one of the bigger 2000s conspiracy theories.
Fuck yeah,
that are music related specifically. Yeah.
It's one that I'm stupidly and just like, I could totally see this shit being a thing.
Yeah. I like to believe it. I don't know if I legitimately believe it, but I like to believe it. I mean, she came out with new
music. Mm-hmm. And it's about religion and faith.
Ugh.
And it's just like,
it's not the Avril Lavigne I know.
This isn't you, Skater Boy. This isn't you. What are you doing? Like, I don't know, when did you find God after you divorced Chad Kroeger?
Oh my God.
You're just like, oh, there is Jesus after I left that homeboy from Nickelback.
But I mean, if there's any motivation to find Jesus, I feel like that's it.
Yeah, after going out with that fucking guy, it's like, I need a deity in my life.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I would definitely need this to be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should.
Someone make it.
I think, yeah.
Give us creator credits.
Give us money and we'll fucking write it.
That's true, actually.
And then we'll make it happen. Starring Kristen Stewart. She would make a great Avril Lavigne.
Oh my God.
She would, it's a yes! Little deep eyeliner, like the hair.
She's the hero we need.
Oh yeah, she is always the hero we fucking need.
I nominate Kristen Stewart as the next Avril Lavigne clone.
I second that. And the motion has passed. She is now Avril Lavigne. So.
Wish I had a gavel.
I know. Well, since this is a podcast and you can't see us, you know who else can't see us? Stevie Wonder. Because Stevie Wonder isn't fucking blind. Stevie Wonder isn't blind.
What a segue.
Not a theory, but a fact.
Jason, tell us more.
So, there are a lot of stories saying that he isn't fucking blind. Like, Boy George said once he was at a party and Stevie walked over him and playfully strangled him. Like, oh, hey, bah. He strangled him and Boy George is like, how the fuck did he find me if he had no idea where I was specifically at this party?
What if he has a really great sense of smell?
What does Boy George smell like? Perfume and glitter.
Pumpkins. And wildflowers.
He smells like an arts and crafts store in October.
Yes. Oh no, I'm just making up sense.
I mean, yeah.
It's fall, so pumpkin naturally came first to mind.
Yeah, so basically Stevie Wonder attacked Boy George and only confirms that he's not blind and probably a homophobe.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't say it. That's what this article said. I'm not saying that.
It's all about the video from...
Oh, dude. This is fucking great. So, basically... So, there is a video. You can Google the shit yourself. It's him catching a mic. Just Google Stevie Wonder mic grab. And it's a bit at the end of Paul McCartney playing Hey Jude with, like, 30 other people on stage. Because that's the only way you can hear this song is with a million people saying
it. Oh, obviously.
And so... Paul walks past Stevie, and he knocks over a mic, and Stevie, without hesitation, with reflex, catches the mic. Like, he caught it. You can see it clearly. He even looks down at it and catches it. He's not blind. He's not fucking blind. Catherine's looking at me as if I'm fucking nuts.
I'm thinking. I'm processing.
I showed you the video.
I did.
Yeah. It's not that hard to believe.
Aren't blind people supposed to have, like, superpowers?
Maybe super that's
senses,
it.
Spidey senses?
His Stevie
Spidey
Wonder, senses. Stevie Wonder is Daredevil.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder's Daredevil.
Another conspiracy.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder's Daredevil. He is the devil in Hell's Kitchen.
I like that we're, like, taking a conspiracy theories and then adding additional conspiracies on top.
Yeah, he's not blind.
Those conspiracy theories. Yeah, Not only is he not blind, but he's also Daredevil.
He's also Daredevil because he can hear through sound. Or he can see through sound. He can hear through sound. Please title this that hear through sound.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen. You can taste me in stereo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically he's Daredevil. And he also did a drunk driving PSA. Like, why would Stevie Wonder do a PSA about drunk driving if he's fucking blind? You know what I mean?
What did this PSA involve?
It's just saying don't drink and drive, you know?
I mean, anyone can do that.
Yeah, anyone can do that, but don't just like, eyes. Specifically Stevie Wonder. Like, why does a blind person need to tell you don't fucking drink and drive when he himself cannot drive?
Fair point.
Yeah, fair point. It's like if not having any taste buds and you're a food critic. It's like that, you shouldn't be doing that.
Don't we have one friend who's colorblind and does color correction, though?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. So... I made him do that. It's not fucking done yet. And I purposely, complete sidetrack, I purposely shot in purple and red because I know he cannot see those colors.
Oh, my God, you're such an asshole.
I'm such a fucking dick. Yeah, so basically, Stevie Wonder is not fucking blind. Now, it could just not be that he's not 100% blind, because there are some people that can, like, see certain things.
Like, they can see, like, shadows, but not, like...
Yeah, but Stevie Wonder was fucking born blind.
Right.
And so, I don't know if he just accumulated powers over time that he has now, is, like, a dolphin, and that he can...
Like, has radar.
Has radar, and just knows where shit is. He, like I said, he's fucking Daredevil. Like, he's Matt Murdock, but just Stevie Wonder. So Daredevil Season 3 will now just include Stevie Wonder as, like, his master. And Matt Murdock will learn how to play piano and show tunes. And play Hey Jude on the fucking piano. I think that's where it's all going. So, you know, if Stevie Wonder is not blind, then Tupac can be alive.
You is know. That your next one?
No.
I was going to say, this another great segue?
If we were going into Tupac, we'd be here for fucking hours, dude.
That's true.
Because that is a rabbit hole I really don't want to go through.
Very fair.
Yeah, it's there's movies on this guy. You can watch a documentary, a little one on YouTube. There's like a million of them. Or listen to his last album. I think that's it. His last, like, you know, whatever.
Great.
Speaking of whatever, Lady Gaga, the queen of us all, killed Lou Reed, and this is more theory than fact, but it's just fucking hilarious.
You're gonna have to remind me who Lou Reed is.
Lou Reed is a singer, was a singer who was part of the Velvet Underground, so. I'm sure you've heard music of him, you just don't know
his name.
Yeah.
Which is me with many things.
With many things. So it's fine.
Yeah.
So basically, Lou Reed was cool. So Lady Gaga brought him on to produce Art Pop. And because it's her best album, obviously. It's not. So the theory goes, Lou hated the album so much he fucking left. He was like, I hate this album's shit. I don't wanna do this anymore. So the theory goes, Lady Gaga was so fucking pissed that she injected him with something poisonous that helped bring on his liver disease and killed him.
Sorry, it's funny.
So exactly. I thought it was fucking hilarious. Like, don't say bad things about Art Pop or she will fucking kill you. Lady Gaga is the new Bloody Mary.
Maybe she's the Zodiac killer.
Lady Gaga is a Zodiac killer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Ted Cruz.
I mean, it's Ted Gaga. Cruz, too. They work together.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Ted is the original, and Lady Gaga is, like, his protege.
Yeah, it's like the thing in the Princess Bride with the pirates, and one pirate dies and trains the other, and there is no one. It's...
Oh, yeah, him, yeah. Yeah. There's many.
Yeah, there are many. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of...
It's like a whole line.
Yeah, exactly. So I totally believe it, so... Lady Gaga definitely killed Lou Reed, as Catherine and I can totally agree,
because
Art Pop is amazing, and I don't care who knows it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, let's go. That was a really small one. It was just that little bit, and I just thought it made me laugh at work.
It was fun.
I was like, yeah, I can definitely believe this shit. There is also, going through so much... There is a plethora of Beyonce theories, like pages and articles worth of Beyonce theories, because...
I mean, she's such an icon, how can you not?
Yeah, I know. So, let's start small. Let's start easy. that she was never pregnant when she was having Blue Ivy, that it was all a PR stunt and they use a surrogate. Or some say it was Jay-Z's illegitimate child. And this only kind of runs the whole thing of Becky with the good hair? Is that who this woman is? The one who was the mother of Blue Ivy? And she's like, oh, that's it. That's where it all came from.
Oh my God.
That Blue Ivy is not actually hers.
I think I believe the surrogate child
more than his illegitimate
kid. Or wait, no, the other way around. Sorry. I think I would believe the illegitimate kid more so than the surrogate.
Fucking cheated repeatedly.
Yeah.
And was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
She's going to fucking kill you. Which is why she made him go on tour this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he didn't get any money from it. It all went to her.
Well, even like the last album that they released together, it was still like, it felt very much like Beyonce was featured and Jay-Z was there like helping, but like they're for the most part, like especially all the good songs, he's just sort of like in the background.
Oh yeah. Jay-Z is definitely
He might have like background. One verse if he's lucky.
Jay-Z sleeps in the back of the house.
Yeah.
He does not sleep in the main house.
In the dog house.
he sleeps at the pool house. Hey, yo, babe, we gonna try and let me in the house again? That's Jay-Z.
I mean, let's be real, though. Beyonce is the true icon there.
Yeah, and so
everyone knows.
Yeah, and so basically, she was never pregnant, and that the whole thing, when she revealed herself at the VMAs as, like, I'm pregnant, was just a big PR stunt. Like, it was just all for PR, for everything, and that the whole thing stemmed from a picture when she kneeled down or something, that her belly deflated or something. And there was, like, an actual picture of this, and I was just like,
Especially with, like, Photoshop, too.
Yeah.
Like, that could be very easily. Yeah.
And people manipulated. Were just like, yeah, her stomach is, like, shrinking and getting bigger, and no one really fucking knows. And I was just like, that's definitely their fucking kid.
Yeah.
Like,
it's fun to think of the theory, but, like, I don't believe
it. Yeah, that's the one I'm just like, I don't know. That's definitely their fucking kid.
It just feels like the amount of work they'd have to do to try and, like, do that fake out isn't worth it.
It's fucking exhausting, dude. Like, having to go through all that and a PR stunt, I'm like, no.
Yeah, just like, Beyonce doesn't need a PR stunt.
Yeah.
You know, like,
she drops an album,
no warning, like,
no warning, overnight. And destroyed all of our lives.
Yeah. Like, she doesn't need a PR stunt.
No. And then Kanye saved us by dropping Yeezus in a 2-year span.
Oh my God.
So we were once again saved by Kanye.
It always ties back to that.
Always. So another one says that her dad had the Destiny's Child members change their name so that Beyonce could stand out more. Because, so Kelly's name is Calendria, and Michelle used her middle name, and her first name is Tanitra. And so Beyonce had to have the only unique name so that it made her stand out more, and they made the other ones change their names. That's a theory. But I feel like I can see that being a real thing,
mm-hmm.
and being like, this isn't her, like him telling them, this isn't marketable.
Yeah.
Like, use a different name.
My question, though, why her dad?
Oh, he was their manager.
Okay.
He was her manager.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Like, early on.
Okay.
So, it was just like, okay, I can kind of believe this shit. And Beyonce was just like, what about me, dad? And he's like, no, you're the star.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be it. And just left Beyonce. If Beyonce changed her name, what would it be? Bianca. Melissa.
Oh my God.
Avril.
Kanye? Kanye?
Kanye? Beyonce's actually Kanye.
Like, you know, that one clip from the reality show where she's like, Beyonce?
Yeah.
That, but like, Kanye?
Oh my God.
Anyways.
Yeah, exactly. So that's more fact than theory, I think. I firmly believe that they all had to change their names. Because it's just like marketability, and Beyonce was the number one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if it's 100% just so Beyonce's name would stand out.
Yeah.
But I would believe that they were encouraged to change their names.
Oh, fuck yeah. So, time to turn dark.
Oh, boy.
and more into the Illuminati, because that's where, like, all theories appear from.
Yeah.
If it's unexplained, Illuminati.
It's the ultimate conspiracy theory.
It's the ultimate string.
It's like the boss.
Kanye? Illuminati.
Exactly.
It's like the boss.
Yeah. Like, in the video games, you have all, like, the little bosses, and you fight the big boss, and, like, the Illuminati's the
Illuminati.
Big boss. And all these other conspiracy theories are just the little bosses.
That's true. Okay. I can definitely see that.
That's how I'm thinking of it.
It's like in Mario, when you fight the little tiny shell people before you get the Bowser. It's like that. So, Beyonce killed Aaliyah, which... It's really dark.
Wait, Aaliyah?
Aaliyah, the R&B singer.
Ah, yes.
Do you not know? You know. Do you know? So Catherine's doing a havesy sign because Catherine's not cultured.
I mean, yeah. You know this.
You
know this. I don't know why you're acting surprised.
A white person not cultured?
I mean, come on.
Unheard of.
Fully I Do is one of my favorite Fall Out Boy albums. Yeah,
you can jump out this fucking window, dude. Don't ever bring that up. You can jump out this fucking window. So,
badly.
Beyonce killed Aaliyah. And the whole thing is that she was an Illuminati blood sacrifice. Because Aaliyah didn't want to be a part of it anymore. She didn't want any of it. And at the time, I believe, if I'm correct, Aaliyah was going out with... a producer, and this is when early on Jay-Z was going with Beyonce, so they were going out with like people who like knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've really tried to steer clear of Illuminati because it's like so boring and so like ugh, but this is one that's just like it had to be brought up. So she was a sacrifice so Beyonce could be the queen of evil, so she could be the one. Because in my opinion, if Aaliyah had still been alive, I do not believe Beyonce would have been as big as she is right now. That's just my personal thing.
Mm.
I really do not believe that. Like, if Selena wasn't murdered, Jennifer Lopez wouldn't exist. Straight up. Jennifer Lopez wouldn't be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in the way I think, Beyonce wouldn't be as huge if Aaliyah stayed alive. So this whole thing is that she killed her... so that she could be the number one. She could be the queen. She could have it all. And so, on her last song, on Aaliyah's last song, Rock the Boat, when she was filming the music video at the time, it was like one of the last things she did, there's a message. People have been playing the song backwards, and there's a message that says, cannot be pushed, in backwards. When they play it back, that's what you hear, cannot be pushed. And it's a whole thing of how she is telling the Illuminati she can't be pushed into this anymore. Like, you know, she's... You know, you can't make me. And so they killed her. And I was As one does. And so I was like, I'm a little iffy. No. That is not.
Yeah.
No. Because she fucking died from a shitty pilot and an overloaded plane.
Yeah.
And that's how she fucking went down. I was just like, yeah. But I still stand by what I believe in, that if Aaliyah stayed alive, Beyonce wouldn't be as huge. And if you want to argue with me on that,
slide into our Insta DMs to fight
Slide
Jason.
Into our DMs and fight me.
Yeah, fight him.
Find me and fight me.
If any of you guys are fans of Fully I Do, join my team to fight Jason.
Slide no one likes DMs. That fucking album, Catherine.
Some people do.
No one does.
Some people. Not no. many.
No one does.
I like it.
No. No. Even though it's in your car.
I'm going to listen to it today.
Yeah, so basically, Beyonce is the queen of the Illuminati. Even though technically the Illuminati is just Kanye West.
So how does that work?
I don't know, dude. I think he let her in the club. I think he was like a no girls allowed kind of thing, but then it was like Beyonce knocking on the door. He was like, oh, okay, sure. You can be queen if you kill somebody. Thus...
That's how the Illuminati.
It's always a blood sacrifice.
Like, that's how they haze people.
That's how they killed Amy Winehouse. That's how they almost got Lady Gaga.
So who did Kanye kill?
Who did Kanye kill? He killed careers.
Tweet at us. # who did Kanye kill?
Yeah,
like, we don't have a Twitter.
Try and find our Twitter.
Post an Instagram photo with a #
who killed?
Who did Kanye kill?
Who did Kanye kill?
We need to know. Were you killed by Kanye? Call this number.
I feel like we should just hand out a random phone number in my phone.
Yeah.
Contacts.
Yeah.
Have them call Chad.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I'd if you DM that. Us and want to call, I'll give you Chad's phone number. He's so fucking pissed.
He would be.
Oh yeah. My god. Drive into my great. House and fucking murder me.
Yeah, probably.
Also, so out of the darkness, we have come into the light, into a Beyonce clone theory. And there's not just one, but many. But many.
Many Beyonce clones or many theories?
Many clones.
Okay.
Clone Wars.
Oh no, I mean, she's a busy woman. She needs clone multiple. Troopers. She can't just have one.
She's like Star Wars. It's yeah. a massive Clone Wars. Yeah. You know?
She's a busy woman.
And so basically what happened was that Jay-Z, the theory goes, Jay-Z and some record label people got together and got a hold of her DNA, and for years have been using clones to like shapeshift people, I guess. And yeah, clones. And from the pictures we've seen, one she's smiling, one she's not. Her hair's different.
Yeah.
The way her eyes, a little empty. She looks like Melissa.
Oh my god.
She looks like fucking Melissa. Beyonce.
But her music isn't getting worse.
That's the weird thing. It's not getting worse. It's if just, anything, it's just fucking getting
it's
better.
It's just killing me more every single time.
I'm just like, how?
Yeah. Like, how did Chad put it when he was on our podcast where he's like, the only way Beyonce can top Lemonade is just by coming to my house and actually murdering me?
Yeah, that's the only way she can top Lemonade.
Yeah.
Is if she were to physically come to our houses, is listening to this, come to our houses and murder me in my sleep.
I mean, I do feel like everything she does, though, just murders me a little more. Like, her Coachella performance. I'm still not over it.
Yeah, there's always every time I listen to her, there's, like, a little bit of blood coming out of, like, my arm or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel, I'm it's that powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Lemonade. Surfboard. Come on. Come on, bro. So.
Come on, bro. Surfboard.
Surfboard, bro.
Lemonade, am I right, bro?
Am I right, bro? Am I wrong, bro?
Gross.
Yeah, so there's multiple Beyonce clones, and she uses them, they use them, and so I'm guessing is that who did Jay-Z, which clone did he cheat on her with? You know what I mean?
Why not all of them?
Why not all of them? And just didn't sleep with the original Beyonce.
But was it on purpose or accident? Because they are clones.
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of an accident, but then once he realized it, he just kept going.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, I could see that.
I'm not going to stop. I'm sleeping with Beyonce number 3 tonight. Call her Becky. Becky, Melissa.
Oh my god.
There's plenty. There's so much.
They were all the backup names for Destiny's Child.
Yeah. And it also the other clone thing feeds into Beyonce not being pregnant. And that one of the clones was pregnant. And that the original Beyonce was not pregnant.
Interesting. Interesting theory.
And so they were hiding it.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. And so they all, that's why they were like, oh, her stomach is shrinking and growing. It's because that's not the real Beyonce. It's clone. It's a fucking clone.
No, she was just feeling pretty bloated one day.
And wasn't no, yeah, definitely. It's just like she had too much mozzarella or something.
Yeah, I mean mood.
She's lactose intolerant. Oh, another good one I didn't write down. Another okay. great one is that Beyonce is older than what she is. There is supposed proof from other people that were like, who was it? Gabrielle Union was like, I remember Beyonce when we went to high school together. And technically, Gabrielle Union is 8 years older than her. That doesn't make any sense.
Ah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that.
And that they have been lying about her age.
I mean, if so, she still looks amazing.
She still looks fucking great for
which,
40.
Like, I mean, it's Beyonce, she looks so great for what 45. Do we expect? She's going to be 90, and she's still going to be looking fly. Dude,
fuck yeah.
Like, she's still going to be looking so
she's
good.
She's going to be 90, and I'm going to be in, like, I'm going to be in my 40s looking 80, and she'll be 80 looking 30.
Right.
You know why? Because she's a fucking clone.
Like, we were talking about Fall Out Boy, how when they're in concert, now that they're, like, old, they don't move around as much, they're just there. But, like, Beyonce, she's still killing it.
Killing it.
Good Lord. Like, again, that Coachella performance, I'm still not over it. That thing's a solid 2 hours long, and she just doesn't quit the whole time.
Doesn't stop. There's also one where...
I'm getting emotional. I just love her.
Starts crying into the laptop.
Starts crying, yeah.
There's one with Sia, and she talks about how Beyonce would keep writers in a room and have them write songs, and she would take them apart and piece them together and just kind of mash them all together and make one song.
Hmm.
And so there was a fucking tweet from Sia in as an acronym saying help. Like, it was like, I hope everyone loves, I forgot what it was, like the P name was, or I'm probably saying it wrong, but it was like help. It, like, each first letter was like, it just spelled out help. And so people were like, oh, Beyonce's trapping Sia to write songs.
Locked her in the basement.
Locked her in the fucking basement.
Oh my God.
And that's where Chandelier came from. And to wrap this conspiracy theory up, whole thing, let's talk about Sheryl Crow and her massive sex cult. I firmly believe she runs a sex cult.
Absolutely.
Eyes Wide Shut style.
And it's called the Crow's Nest.
The Crow's Nest?
Yeah.
The Crow's Nest. And as they fuck, they just caw like crows. You just hear, caw! Like repeatedly, and like, people, neighbors don't know what the fuck's going on. Like,
there are furries, and then there's crowkin.
Yeah. You don't see furries being crows, because they're at Sheryl Crow's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're feathers. Instead of furries, they're feathers.
I hope we don't get sued for, like, defamation.
I mean...
It's not really defamation because I support it.
I mean, if Sheryl Crow is listening to this podcast enough to know that we're defaming her...
Please come on this show.
Yeah, then I would happily...
She seems fucking awesome.
I would get sued very happily.
Dude, I will gladly pay that back.
Absolutely. I'd
be like, you know what, Crow?
You deserve this.
You deserve this.
Yeah, put this towards your crow's nest for
Crow
us.
Bros. Crow Bros. That's what they call it, Crow
Bros.
Oh,
no.
Crow Bros. That is her... That is her fan base full of men.
My God.
The Crow Bros.
In order to join, you have to collect a bunch of shiny objects, because that's what crows like to do.
That's true. And you need to present it to her as tribute.
Yeah. You have to, like, carry it in your mouth and fly it over.
Yeah. And you have to feed her. You have to regurgitate food into her. Because that's how she feeds.
That's how she does feed.
Like, how old is fucking Sheryl Crow? She is... Oh my God, she is 56. Homegirl looks 35.
Wait, let me see. I haven't seen a picture of her.
She looks fucking good.
Oh my God, she does.
She looks great.
Kill it, Cheryl. It's all that regurgitated food. It's fantastic for your skin.
Kill it and literally kill people. Kill people in your cult.
So good for your skin.
I really think she murders people.
She's really glowing.
Oh, she is fucking alive. Like if you thought Beyonce performing witchcraft on her band members was fucking wild, Sheryl Crow kills people and drinks her blood.
My God, yes.
Yeah.
Vampire Crow?
Vampire Crow? I can see that shit. Sheryl Crow is new age Dracula.
Oh my God. Maybe during the day she's a crow, but at night she's a bat.
Yeah, I mean, like, there has to be, like, theories on Sheryl Crow.
Being a crow and having a sex cult.
Yeah. I mean...
Called the Crow Bros.
Crow Bros.
The Crow's Nest.
Crow's Nest.
Members are called the Crow Bros, and then the cult itself is called the Crow's Nest.
Yeah. And that's where you come in with, like, a big cape, a bird mask, and you fuck with it all on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all Eyes Wide Shut style.
And once you've been trained slow properly... Montage. She pushes you out of the nest, and by this, she pushes you off the roof and sees
Like the true test of your initiation as a true crow is seeing if you can fucking fly.
And that means, if you survive it, it means you're an immortal just like she is, and you've passed the
test. And you can actually sleep with her.
Yeah.
But even then, she will fucking kill you, because she needs your blood.
It's true.
And then rewatches all four crow movies. Every fucking night.
That's all she does.
That's all she fucking does.
Every now and then she'll drop an album. Where does it come from? We don't know.
Yeah, dude, like...
How does she find the
she's
time?
She's still making music. Like, she's still rocking the guitar.
I'm proud of her.
I mean, honestly, it's just watching your grandmother still succeed in the music business.
I'm proud of her.
She's had 10 albums.
Ten?
Her last album came out last year.
Wow.
apparently it was actually pretty good.
And he hit it up?
Yeah, apparently I need to get into this shit. I need to be a crow, bro.
Yeah. Cheryl Crow, can I be part of your crow's nest?
Crow gang.
Oh my god.
Caw, caw! We out here.
The hand motion you made during that was too much.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's fucking true.
Jeez.
Yeah, so that about wraps it up for today on conspiracy theories.
Thanks for joining.
Our album of the week.
Oh no.
Oh man.
Did we both forget?
I did. Fuck, I really fucking did.
Join the club.
Yeah.
Should I pause it while we figure it out?
No. I think I may just pull one out of my ass. Okay. Three albums. Well, luckily with the power of Google, I can just look one up.
Thanks, Google.
I'm gonna go with I think I'm gonna go with Fever to Tell by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. That came out in 03. There's plenty.
Oh, yeah, yeah, those are great.
Fever to Tell, great album.
Oh, gross. Ooh, I love this. Wait. Oh, this is so difficult.
What did you find?
Half of these, I'm like,
What did you find?
So many things.
So I got the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, because why not?
Oh, I love this album. Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears. Easy.
When did that come out?
2000.
Damn. Edging it.
Yeah.
The beginning of a true era.
Yeah.
So.
It's a great album, though.
Dude, it's a fucking.
It's so good.
That is. I think that album is in the Library of Congress.
Oh, God. It better be.
Of how fucking good it is.
It better be.
So. Oh, Jesus. So, next time, join us when we talk about. What the fuck should we talk about?
You're the one who figures this stuff out.
Why am I the one? So
I don't know, because I have no concept of time or structure.
That's fucking true. So I guess next time we can talk about the ever truly greatly person that is Britney Spears.
Britney.
We'll go
episode.
Fully in depth into Britney Spears.
Can't wait.
It's going to be good. We'll go from blonde Britney to shaved head Britney. To now...
Mom Brittany. Nice.
Mom Brittany.
What Vegas, a character.
Vegas Brittany.
Oh, jeez.
She is her own edition of Barbie dolls.
She does?
No, she is her own.
Oh. I thought you said she has her own, and I'm like, I want one.
I don't know, but she fucking should.
Yeah.
And Brittany, if you're listening, you should get on that, because that is money right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. She was from the South.
Okay, thank you for that demonstration.
Thanks. Okay. So, join us next time when we talk about Britney Spears. Peace, everyone.
Peace out.